About 75 people packed into a courthouse hearing room on Monday. A third of them lined up to speak against Larry and Matt Jensen's proposed gravel pit next to Crawford's Grandview subdivision, less than a mile from town limits. The Jensens say the gravel pit will support their ranching operation and provide a needed commodity in the county. But the parade of speakers, some who even brought audio and visual aids, expressed a variety of concerns about the gravel pit, including noise, dust, increased traffic, disruption of wildlife, water, property values, and health issues. John Martindale.
I'm just down the hill from this proposed strip mine. The dust produced by a gravel strip mine contains crystalline silica, a known cancer-causing agent often called the dust of death. Because of this alone, in the proximity of homes to the proposed strip mine, this industrial usage is incompatible with existing land usage in the area.
Real estate expert John Wendt.
You know, it's not just the values of the property for the owners, but it makes it unable, if somebody actually wanted to live in Crawford, to be able to obtain a property in Crawford in the general area of the gravel pit because of the lack of actual zoning and no segmentation of where the industrial area starts and where the industrial area ends.
Many called on the commissioners to follow the county's own master plan. Larry Ribnick from the Grandview Homeowners Association quoted from the document.
The right to develop and improve private property does not constitute the right to adversely impact the property or property value of neighboring landowners. Compatibility should be given priority consideration. In cases where there is incompatibility between an existing and a proposed land use, the property right of the existing use should be given priority.
The county has already been involved in one recent lawsuit over its approval of two henhouse operations. Robin Smith expressed the commonly held view that Delta County is headed for legal problems because of its lack of zoning.
Approval of this application will probably result in litigation. Please do not waste our tax dollars defending a lawsuit similar to the poultry operations that the county will likely lose.
After opponents had their say, Larry Jensen responded, saying he's been a good neighbor thus far.
We're here for the long term. You haven't given us a chance. All of you have seen our operation for over 20 years, and you've seen how we're good stewards of the land. And I think you're taking a very shallow, short view of what's happening here. And I think all your comments are is somewhat to a level of hysteria that I don't think is warranted. Every one of your houses were built with gravel resources. Every one of you have a driveway. Every one of you have a concrete foundation.
There are already 14 gravel pits in Delta County, but most are far from residences. The commissioners are scheduled to rule on the gravel pit at their next meeting on December 17th. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.